only type of British impression I want to hear.
Yeah.
Is a shitty one.
Really bad stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we were just talking about this. We don't want to, when we listen to music, we don't want it to be like good recording quality.
Yeah, like I don't want a good musician. I don't want a good audio engineer.
No, exactly. Everyone has to be so bad at their job. Because then you know, you're getting like the real heart in it.
Because that's why I listen to live albums too. Because I'm like, oh, these musicians suck already. I want them to be worse and hammered.
Yeah, just in the worst state possible to be playing.
Because then it makes me feel good about myself.
There you go.
Because I'm like, oh, I can play along with these professional musicians. I'm like,
oh,
I'm
I don't
big.
Sound this shitty. I don't sound like I'm gonna, my guitar's gonna fall out of my hands.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we just listened to. That was Bite the Hand That Feeds Part 2 by Agent Orange as our instrumental opening. And then, Sam's chosen some punk songs. I've chosen some goth songs, some classics. Yeah, we're all over the map today, but it's going to be good. So to start us off, here is Walking... It's okay. See, unscripted.
This is the real deal.
The flow, exactly. First up is Walking on Both Sides by Pink Turns Blue.
I'm walking on both sides, I'm walking on both sides. thinks you're better than me doesn't mean I'm lazy. Just because you're going forward doesn't mean I'm going backwards. If you look the part, well then you get the job. Last year's trousers and your old school shoes. The truth is, son, it's a biased market. They can afford to pick and choose. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. Just because I dress like this doesn't mean I'm a communist. Closing in the army's full. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I've come to see in the land of the free, there's only room for a chosen few. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. Just because you're going forward doesn't mean I'm going back. You're on top of the scrap heap. At 16, you were top of your class. Well, I dropped out of high school in Campbell, California. Got a guitar and I never looked back. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. But just because I dress like this doesn't mean I'm a communist.
Host Chris for the Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
So we just listened to
To Have and Have Not by Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards.
And before that, we had Walking on Both Sides by Pink Turns Blue. Do you have anything you want to say about that track?
Which one? The first one? Pink Turns Blue?
No, yours.
Shout out Billy Bragg. That's a Lars Fredriksson covered Billy Bragg. I played Billy Bragg like three times, I think, on my show so far.
That's how you know it's good.
That's because I have a man crush on Billy Bragg, let's
okay,
be honest.
Okay.
When he had his shaved head in 1980, oh yeah.
Oh, fuck. I've been thinking about getting a skullet. Not a skullet.
What's a skullet?
Not a skullet. Skullet's the one where you shave the front and you just have the back.
Oh, hell
I don't think
yeah.
I can pull off a skullet. I want like a Chelsea cut or something like that.
What's a Chelsea cut?
A Chelsea's where it's like you have the bangs and you have... You can't see, obviously, because you're listening in on the radio, but I'm demonstrating.
She's describing
it, right now.
It well.
Yeah, and you have like the part down here, and then it's like bald here, and then you have the back.
I feel like I've seen that. I think you should do a reverse mohawk.
Oh,
like the guy from Jackass.
Yes, right down the middle.
Just straight strip landing strip down the middle.
I've kind of been toying with the idea of going bald for a while, so we'll see.
I want to bleach my hair and have a bleached mullet, just be white trash.
Yeah, dude, go for it. As someone who has somewhat of a bleached mullet, I mean, it's overgrown right now, but...
Yeah, I gotta get it cut up again.
Exactly. Go for it.
Full trailer park trash.
Yeah, this is haircuts. Haircuts are dead. Dark side of the haircut. Coming up next, we have... This is a new track. This is Red Light by The Guilt.
Bad wine, I got a red on my mouth.
That one was Police Brutality by Urban Waste, one of the best New York hardcore bands of all time, I believe.
It's a New York minute. We were also talking about this before. New York is kind of the only place that's really doing hardcore right.
Yeah.
These days, at least.
Like, because we're saying that all hardcore now, especially in Canada, I've noticed, is just metal. And, like, I don't want to listen to metal all the time.
Yeah, it's metal repackaged.
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys are still metal.
And I blame Harley Flanagan from Cro-Mags for that. Because they were like, oh, we're going to take it and it's going to be so much heavier. It's hardcore. It's not hardcore punk. It's hardcore. And now it's just metal.
This is the real shit.
And I'm tired of it. Cut it out.
And everyone's like, everyone's band name is some like reiteration of like acid.
Yeah.
Like death in the snow or something like that. Like everyone's just fake metal bands.
Like we were saying before too, I was trying to find one of the bands that I was gonna play like a few months or like a month or two ago, and the band's called Piss, and there were like 15 bands with variations of Piss. There was Cat Piss, there was Piss spelt out as an acronym, don't know what it stood for, probably
P-I-S-S.
Nothing.
Yeah,
but yeah, and like why are there death growls in hardcore now?
Yeah,
that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, well, New York's got to save us.
Go back to Sweden with your death metal bullshit. Yeah.
Mom Donnie will bring back real hardcore, I believe it.
That is, yeah, that's his main platform, I'm pretty sure. That's why Trump liked him.
True.
Trump misses the Reagan youth hardcore, because he's one of those guys that didn't realize it was satire, and it's just a white supremacist.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's like that Facebook group or whatever, and it's like MAGA for Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah,
it's like,
and they're like, I used to like them before they got political. Are you stupid?
They're called Rage Against the Machine.
They thought the machine was minorities.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
the machine is gay people and people of color.
Yeah,
and that's it. And they're ruling us.
Yeah,
they're pushed back against
not
them.
The billionaires.
No,
they give us jobs. You know, really well paying jobs.
Yeah, and one day we will all be like them.
Yeah,
just keep,
it's the American dream.
Exactly.
If you work 40 hours weeks, you will one day have $1 billion.
You will be Elon Musk, and you don't have to have like apartheid parents, and you don't have to like be born into it and do a bunch of sketchy stuff.
You just need a white picket fence, like
exactly.
The American dream, man.
Exactly. Oh, how beautiful. But yeah, New York hardcore. Coming up next, we have, this would not be a Dark Side of the Tune episode if I didn't play the Sisters of Mercy, because, you know, I love them. Favorite band of all time. Up next, here is Ribbons by the Sisters of Mercy. We'll be right back.
walk on in. Just 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 walk on me. Just walk on me. Here it comes. Just walk on me.
Different way of looking at the world, not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
All right, that one was Youth of Today with Break Down the Walls. And I played like Shelter a few weeks ago, and I was telling you before when we were recording this that the guy moved to India, I think,
oh, yeah.
And became a Buddhist monk, which is just the most hardcore thing that, you can do, yeah, I think.
That's the most punk thing that you can do.
Because he was like, just, like, they were a very, I think they were a pretty big punk band. Then he was like, nah, enough of this.
Life's not for me.
I'm going to India.
You've heard of Straight Edge? Now get ready for Buddhist punk.
Yeah,
you can't own anything.
Literally Krishna core is what they call yeah. it, which is it's awesome.
It's not just no drugs or alcohol. It's nothing. You own nothing. I like that, though. That's sick.
Hell yeah.
I like it when punk's like, I don't know. It's all about going against the grain.
And yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it's like, because it's like so many of the punks, they're like, oh, we're going against the grain, but they're doing the exact same thing.
Oh,
of just
yeah,
getting
absolutely.
Hammered every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's cool. And they actually go against the grain. Like, I'm going to go become the study Hinduism and become a monk.
Yeah. 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 Hey, monk, punk.
It rhymes. So maybe. Maybe this was Malcolm McLaren's master plan with the Sex Pistols.
Oh, true. Oh,
yeah.
True. Thank you, Sid Vicious. The realest punk who ever lived.
No, second realest punk after Avril Lavigne.
Oh, true.
Shout out Avril Lavigne and then Sid Vicious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the great pioneers of the scene.
If we didn't have them, really, where would alternative music be?
We wouldn't be here. We really would not even be here.
I don't think that music would exist anymore.
No.
Because it would just gone flat and boring.
We would be in then like an apocalyptic wasteland with like no skater boy.
Oh my, don't even say that.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't even tease that.
Yeah, because I think like Avril Lavigne fought against a dystopian reality.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. With really, you can hear it in her lyrics.
Yeah, it's they're beautiful.
Great lyricism. Coming up next, we have, this is some Canadian goth. Like, you know, I was telling Sam about this before, but so much of goth nowadays is just post-punk because, I don't know, goth really isn't really a thing anymore.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I don't know what goth would be.
It already, like, there's like the like main goth bands from the 80s, like, Specimen, Bauhaus, Alien Sex Fiend. Like, they all came out of this little club called the Bat Cave in London.
Hell yeah.
That's where... And when I went to London, I went to the place where the Bat Cave is, and it's someone's apartment now. And
why are they doing that?
I hate it. I hate that. It could be so cool.
Like, CBGB is a men's, like, tailoring company. Like, it's a suit store now.
I hate that.
What is that?
I hate that. This is...
They done gentrified all the good
yes,
clubs.
Exactly. And now we have to go to breweries.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this.
And even the punk clubs here are like gentrified.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
First like time I went to the Shout Out Brew Factory. But why is it so nice and selling craft beer?
I need to go somewhere where I can feel like I can put a hole through the wall and not be sued. Like
Doors Pub in Hamilton. Best metal bar I've been to in Hamilton.
The ceiling to be falling off.
You go down the stairs and it's like you're in a castle dungeon. It's like stone walls and then you just buy a
Love
can of PBR.
That. See, the basement... See, the mansion, it's okay for that. The basement in the mansion, every time that I've been there for like... It's usually for like themed nights, but every single time I've been there, I don't know what it is about the mansion. It makes middle-aged women super gropey. Like, it was so weird. There was, like, middle-aged women. You would think, like, no, it's not the guys. The guys were completely fine. It's these women, and they're going around, and they're, like this one woman. We were there for emo night, and this one woman, like, came and, like, put her arm, like, around my waist, and she was, like, blackout drunk. It's like, girl.
I've noticed
it was crazy.
The Broom Factory makes middle-aged women angry.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, that's...
They get mad at... really angry at moshing.
Well, that's like their Joanne Fabrics, you know?
Oh,
because they
yeah.
have, like, the lights.
It's their place.
And, yeah, it's like a Pinterest.
And they're like, yeah. Don't come into my punk club
yeah.
and start moshing.
Yeah. We're all going to stand orderly, and we're all going to clap, and we're all going
to
be smiling
they want
and
it
not
to be
killing
like
each other.
They like Woodstock, where you're just, like, swaying
oh,
back
yeah.
and forth.
Yeah, yeah. As if, like, people weren't, like... I don't know, straight up killing each other at Woodstock.
Yeah.
Like,
shout out Woodstock 99.
Yes. Oh
the
my
real
God.
True Woodstock.
Yeah. Let's go to the Broom Factory and light stuff on fire.
Yeah.
Let's bring that back.
Let's get people up on plywood.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Everyone with their lighters out. Yeah. Bring that back. But yeah. I don't even remember what we were talking about. Yeah,
I don't know how
next.
We got
Me
here.
Neither. We were talking about goth music.
And now we're just making fun of middle-aged women
yeah.
going to enjoy live music.
My favorite pastime, actually. But yeah, coming up next, this is Toronto post-punk. Here is Girlfriends and Boyfriends with Memento Mori.
and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. Aryan nations and hammer skins. You can wear my nuts on your Nazi chins. I love a man in uniform. And just what exactly are the great historical accomplishments of your race that make you proud to be white? Capitalism, slavery, genocide, sitcoms. This is your fucking white history, my friend. So why don't we start making history worth being proud of and start fighting a real fucking enemy? Swastikas and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. This one's for the master race. My brown power ass in your white power face. Kill them all.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name is Tommy. This is Dark Side of the Tune, but it is also Punk is Dead with Sam.
Hello.
What did we just listen to, Sam?
We listened to The Only Good Fascist is a Very Dead Fascist by Propagandy.
Truer now than ever. More true now than
yeah.
ever.
Yeah. Donald Trump can suck my big punk balls is all I want to say right now.
You've had that one loaded up in the chamber.
I've been thinking about that for like a week, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. I mean, I don't know what I could say. Donald Trump can suck my bush. There we go. We'll go with that. The only good bush is the one that I have. Yeah, Propagandy, who were at the Broom Factory. When was that?
That was
September?
It was early. Yeah, it was like September 14th or something. Because I know, maybe not that early. Because I remember, like, I got back. I was in Montreal, then I got back and went straight there.
Nice.
But yeah, Propagandy. Sick.
And it was sold out, too.
Was it really?
I think so. I couldn't get tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're just making it sold out for me. Let her in.
Show you on all those Broom Factory scalpers.
Yeah.
Tickets. Propagandy.
Hey, you look nice. I'll do you for...
for you, my friend.
$30. but yeah. This is a good episode. Let's do this again.
We got good stuff going. Like we said, hot takes. I don't know how many hot takes we've had.
Oh, I think they're all hot. Yeah. Steaming. Never been said before.
It's like the fajitas at Applebee's.
When those fajitas come out sizzling.
don't mind a white boy when the fajitas come out sizzling. I'm going to get a little
excited.
When the
Charlie comes out Kirk's. It's wonderful. It really is. What's today? Saturday? Last night was Friday night Nightcore, the Charlie Kirk episode.
What?
I did it with Jesse. It was, so we were all Nightcore. Like, you know what Nightcore is?
Like dark?
No.
Clothing?
No, it's like the thing from like the early 2000s where people would take songs and they would like speed them up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So it's a bunch of sped up songs. And it was like the We Are Charlie Kirk song.
Oh, that's
awesome.
And we were
it was actually really sick. So
that is probably going to be my number one song on Apple Music Wrapped.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it only came out like, 2 months ago?
And I've listened to it 1,000 times.
It on repeat. Well, we need to get those streams up so we can
So remember. Everyone, go listen to I Am Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. Please support
right now.
This small artist.
Who is that guy? Is it that annoying dude?
Well, I think it's AI.
Is it?
I didn't know
that until
a while.
I thought it was that weird, like, tattooed dude that makes all that right wing music that's like Canada's in the I don't even know he's I saw
oh,
one
he's
reel.
From Edmonton.
Yeah,
I think I know who you're talking about. Tom McDonald,
I think so.
Don't quote me on that. I don't know if that's his name, but no, the We Are Charlie Kirk song is AI generated.
No, I found this like I
oh
found
it's
out,
a different one.
I found out that Bird Game 3 is AI.
Oh my god, it is?
I
keep getting those reels.
I thought
that's
it was a real
AI?
Game. Yeah.
Same.
I said, that's AI to my friends. They all laughed at me.
This is making me angry. I was going to go home and I was going to play Bird Game 3 and I was going to steal some eggs.
That's the thing. I was excited to play it because I saw Goose. Canadian Goose is really good. He's like OP.
It's the meta. Yeah.
Because you can steal the eggs so easy and the bald eagle can't do diddly squat about it. Diddly
that's
squawk, if you will.
So disappointing. Ugh.
Yeah. AI.
Death
this
AI.
Is why
death
I don't
AI.
Like AI, because I thought Bird Game 3 was real.
Yeah, I don't... They're getting our hopes up. It's like when you smell cotton candy and you, like, turn the corner and some guy chiefing on his
feet. Yeah, like...
I wanted cotton candy,
I thought there was
going
to be a clown around the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Just with that big cotton candy machine.
Oh, my God. Well, I was talking about... I'm going to actually... This is a very hot take. I was talking about this with my roommate last night. we were saying, because we enjoy a good cigarette, right? Especially a drunk cigarette. We were saying that vaping is spiritually Israeli.
I can see where that's coming from.
Just because, you know, at that point, just man up and smoke the damn cigarette.
Yeah.
Just smoke the damn cigarette, okay? You're a little baby if you need it to be, oh, look, this is like Orange Crush flavor.
Yeah.
Like, go smoke the damn cigarette.
Why do you need all these flavors?
Exactly. And a cigarette, you have to enjoy it outside. It's a solitude, or it's a moment of quietude, I guess.
Yeah.
Vape, you can just hit anywhere. It's too easy.
That's the issue.
Too accessible.
My friend was like gonna start vaping, and I was like, no, don't do that, because you can just do it anywhere.
No, exactly. It
becomes
an
issue. And you just look
like
a goof.
It's
honestly
like when you switch from buying dispos to getting a battery for your pen. And I have gone to that point. So this is a self call out, but that's a step down. Like, that's when you know.
Yeah.
This is an issue.
No, my one friend bought a vape last year, and we threatened to beat the tar out of him. So.
And it's just, it always gets me, too, when you see, like, fully grown men. Like, I don't know why. I always see so many, like, businessmen who are, like, in their suits and stuff, and they pull out this, like, teal-colored vape and hit it.
Yeah.
You're a little baby.
Go back to your roots of being a businessman. Have a Cosmopolitan
exactly,
and a cigarette when you get home.
Exactly. Or even a cigar. Like,
yeah, that's cool.
Do something. Well, did you see for Halloween, Henry had a cigar?
Oh, when
he was Groucho Marx.
Yeah. I saw that in your story. I was like, oh, that's
good. I tried the cigar, but...
He had an actual cigar?
It was $8, so it was not really good.
Ooh, nilly.
And when we were, like, passing it around, and by the time it came to me... It was soaking wet because Danny had drooled all over it.
Nightmare cigar rotation. Groucho Marx, Danny.
Groucho Marx and Danny, because he's slobbering all over it. No, it was...
I'd just be scared of Groucho Marx.
Oh, yeah, with those eyebrows?
Oh, yeah.
Terrifying. Anyways, we're so off track.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening anymore,
no, but this
honest.
Is good. This
Have
is...
we talked about music? I don't think... I think we base every conversation off the name of the song.
Yeah, yeah. True, yeah, because, yeah, that was...
Well, we talked about metal or hardcore sucks now. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had no conversation about music being good.
No, we're complaining.
Oh, yeah. Also, Anthony Fantano sucks, we decided.
Yes.
Not as a person, just his takes are annoying.
No, they are annoying. And he's annoying. He's a self-professed music nerd. I hate that.
Anthony Fantano, if you're listening and want to meet, I love you, though. But if not...
Yeah, we're not going to beat you up.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
We're not going to jump you. It's a party. There's a party tonight. We're not going to beat you up again.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't worry. Come behind the dumpster. It's okay.
Yeah,
the Circle
big
K.
party back there.
Circle K on Princess. We're not going to do anything. But yeah, we're going from Propaganda into Depeche Mode. So here is Depeche Mode with Blasphemous Rumors.
I don't want to start.
Oi to the World by the Vandals, and the Vandals are the funniest punk band of all time. It's Fat Mike from NoFX said that, and I trust him because he's really unfunny. When I saw
Fat Mike?
Fat Mike.
Really?
Yeah, he's really funny, but when I saw them live, they made some terrible jokes. Like, not like, oh, you can't say that, just bad.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay, it's like crass jokes. Yeah. But it was just like.
Some of their jokes were really good. They're like, they told, I think he was an 8-year-old. They said, I hope. It was like, there was a thunderstorm, so they had to cancel part of it.
Oh.
And he was in the front row holding onto the metal bar. And they said, I hope lightning strikes the other end of the metal bar and goes and kills you. To this 8-year-old. 8-year-old with his mom. And then the 8-year-old.
That was the best day of the 8-year-old's life.
Yeah, the 8-year-old flipped Fat Mike off.
That's awesome.
It was so good.
But I believe Oi to the World, that's a new Christmas classic,
yeah,
for me.
That's a, it's December. I wanted to get everyone in the holly jolly spirit.
Yeah, yeah. So, when this airs, it's December.
A little bit of Oi for the World. That's all
scary.
We need. In this day and age, what do we need more than a little Oi to the World?
But we need to bring more Oi to the World. More of that.
Except the
awful
bad
accent.
Side. Except the bad side of the Oi.
Yeah.
The misinterpretation by the skinhead guys.
Oh yeah.
Boo. What a bunch of losers. They're just mad. They're bald.
Yeah. That's what I hear. Go grow hair, pussy. Oh, we're going to get a phone.
We are
in.
Getting fined.
I'm a skinhead, and I'm really offended by what you said.
I'm a skinhead, and I'm not a pussy.
I've never once been a pussy in my life.
I'm a strong skinhead. I'm cool.
I'm cool, and I'm a little sensitive.
I go to the gym.
And I pump iron.
Yeah.
This is the episode to, I feel like every episode I record, it's just more and more stacking against this ongoing libel case. Because me and Henry, for the past 2 weeks, have been dragging Doug Ford's name through the mud. As deserved.
Poor guy.
I know. Yo, R.I.P.
Get a job, Doug Ford. Shout out, pour one out for Rob Ford.
You can smoke enough crack. I'm smoking crack in your memory.
It's like pouring one out.
Yeah.
I drop a little bit of crack on the ground for Rob.
He's looking up at us right now. So we're up to the last two songs of the show, which I would argue are actually, this first one here is the best song
ever
of the show. Best song ever.
You were the best song ever.
You are the youngest song ever. This is the Polka's Not Dead album that we were talking about.
Shout out Polka. Shout out Poland.
Polka is Dead and Dark Side of the Polka is the new names of our shows now. This is awesome. So here is first up, Sire Road by the Dreadnoughts off of their album Polka's Not Dead. And then after that, we will be listening to Guilt Feeder by Pythonic. Both Canadian songs, both new. Go check them out.
I think the Polka one's kind of old.
Oh, okay, never
mind. It's from 2010, so it's kind of new.
Oh, okay. Well, it's...
I was only in kindergarten.
It's new, in essence.
It's new to me, because I just found it recently.
There we go.
That's all that matters.
And that's all that matters.
Goth and Polka coming together. I know there's been a long rivalry.
Yeah, this is really actually beautiful.
Yeah.
Here is Cider Road by the Dreadnoughts.
Let's go! Top down, straight in, that's the way you want to win. Head down, play nice, on the way to paradise. Scraping and staggering until the bitter end. Oh friend, I've seen it all before. Do you want your part, but the only way to death is through the apple tree. Life is the latest breath, life is a mystery. All on the sacred way, we wander every day. Tear up the Tennessee, you want a piece of me now?
the apple tree. Life is a lady's breath. Life is a mystery. Along the sacred way, we wander every day. Tear on the Tennessee. You want a piece of me? No.
Distress from